Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yep. Two straight weeks of live shows. Another one coming up next week. We're live all next week, too, Craig.
That's the schedule, anyway. Can't
That's
wait.
That's the schedule. All the schedule.
We're in it.
Big Ten might cancel us, but we're still here.
We'll go somewhere else.
Made a mistake or look at the Facebook during the break, because I do that sometimes on the show, and somebody mentioned, Puss said we were called sheep by somebody, right?
Yeah, Line 2 wanted to congratulate us all on being sheep.
Because we're wearing masks.
Yes.
We wore a mask.
And you said,
and I congratulated him on being a selfish ass.
And then he said it's his constitutional right.
Yeah, he said,
Where did the Constitution say you don't have to wear a mask?
Yeah, I started laughing and hung up. I was like, I'm not dealing with
it's
that.
It's the last page.
Yeah, that's funny. It's the last page.
It's one of those amendments.
I love that people call you. Thanks for listening, dude. Appreciate that. Wear a mask.
Some of the players.
Sheep.
Sorry?
I just said, you sheep. Weird because, like, most of the time.
They're the sheep.
That's wearing that is to a, so you're able to do more stuff.
Right.
Less people
right.
are sick.
That's it. You're right. able to do more stuff.
Yeah, wasn't the Colorado governor or something that said something? The mask is freedom.
Right.
We put that on. We can go do more things.
Right.
If you've been wearing your mask. Well, I'm not yelling at everybody now, but if people had been wearing their masks en masse, we wouldn't be talking about not having football.
Nope, not at all.
No.
They could get a Meineke Car Care Bowl mask.
Damn right. You have to make a bowl game, though, Nick.
Oh, right.
Yeah, remember that.
That part's hard.
Yeah, it's at least six wins there for a Meineke Car Care Bowl mask.
It's hard to get to six.
It is hard.
It used to be easy.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's hard.
Well, you got to play Purdue.
I hope they play in the spring. I don't know if that's good, if that's possible, but if they decide to play in the spring, we're all going to love it. Major college football at the end of February through March and April, every Saturday, it'd be a weird feeling. The weather's it's only going to get nicer.
But in order for that to happen, we got to start doing things right.
Now. I don't want to.
And that's not going to happen.
I don't want to.
We've been saying that for months.
They nominated a black lady. I'm not going to do that.
Constitutional rights, Todd. Right.
By the way, did you know she's only the second black woman to be in the Senate?
Did not know
That's
that.
Crazy.
That kind of floored me.
It is crazy. The Senate, right? Yep.
There have been two black female senators ever. The first one was Carol Moseley Braun.
Oh, that's right.
Illinois.
I recognize that name.
And then Kamala. And nobody else.
Wasn't it when Obama became president, weren't there like no black dudes in the Senate then?
You're right. He was the only black senator at the time, I believe.
Yeah.
And if you hate diversity, you'll hate Kamala Harris
because
her dad is Jamaican.
Yep. Mom is Indian.
Mom is Indian, and she's married to a Jewish dude.
Oh,
God. Sounds like we're going to have to see a birth certificate.
Yeah, certainly she wasn't born here.
No, there's no way.
Biden was born in Scranton. But let's check on that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that even part of America anymore?
Yeah. Take 22 up to Scranton.
Yeah, it's the headquarters of Dunder Mifflin.
That's right. Yes, it is.
Some of the 83 players that had the 97-year-old Sumner Redstone, billionaire media mogul, movie theaters, and then media ownership, Viacom, Paramount, CBS.
Oh, yeah.
All of them. The lame stream. All the lame stream.
Some of the players that had him include, but are not limited to, Craig's Neckhole Kegels.
Yeah, they're working, by the way.
Daycare Harpies. let's see. Dick Harp likes dead people. Dot Sandusky's Moist Basement.
Oh.
Dr. Death DDS. Eat a Burger and Die.
Yeah.
Farm Made Chlamydia gets a hit,
right.
As does Farts and Leisure.
In the morning.
Is that Farm Aid Chlamydia or Farm Made?
Farm Made.
Okay.
That's puss.
Chlamydia. Yeah. And that is M-A-D-E and
gotcha.
Not M-A-I-D. Finding Your Rectum gets a hit.
I thought it was the concert, you know, like Farm Aid. Somebody got chlamydia attending a Farm Aid concert.
I'm sure a lot of people did.
Sure.
Been around for a long time.
And they caught it from something on the farm,
right.
And then passed it on to another human.
Gandhi's Old Lady gets a hit.
Hey.
Grab Me by the Orange Sock gets a hit. And Habeas Corpses.
Oh, nice.
Just some of the players that had Sumner Redstone.
Sumner.
The most hated Halloween candy. We all know what that is, even though some people like it.
Candy corn.
Yep.
That's gross.
I don't mind it.
They're coming out with new flavors. I don't know that it's going to be any better.
Oh, Lewis Black tweeted this out. He said, proof that we're insane. Turkey and gravy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Ugh.
Now, I realize that
green beans.
When they make that in
chips. Roasted turkey, cranberry sauce, carrots, stuffing, and sweet potato pie.
Gross.
Is this because nobody eats it at Thanksgiving? They can pass it, or at Halloween, they pass it on to Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
These are all Thanksgiving flavors.
They try to be relevant for 2 months.
Yeah. Right.
Well, is Halloween happening?
Well, maybe not trick or treat, but it's going
to
happen.
So then you move on to Thanksgiving.
Is Thanksgiving happening?
Thanksgiving should go away as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and the flavor's only part of the problem with the candy corn. The texture is still horrible.
Yeah, it is a texture. And once again, sometimes you really have to concentrate on, like some of those chips with the flavors, you could right away bite into it and really knew what it was. But some of them you go, does this taste like ketchup? I really can't tell. You know, it's kind of so. Do you think it's really going to taste like, say you got 5 or 6 gravy and turkey. We all know what that tastes like. Shove in your mouth. Think it's going to taste like that? I don't.
I'd almost hope it wouldn't.
I want to try it, though.
Craig's got a good question about Halloween. Is Halloween happening?
Well, trick-or-treat might not happen in certain communities. Because why? You can't just, you know, the little COVID kids come into your house and COVID mom answers the door. What are you going to do, man?
There's going to be people pissed off at kids for wearing masks on Halloween.
Yeah.
You sheep!
No, there's going to be no mask-wearing sons of bitches parading their kids all around neighborhoods. I guarantee it.
That's a good point.
Well, turn off your porch light and stay inside.
Yeah. Turn off the porch light. Right?
I'll just put a barrel of Reese's peanut butter cups at the end of the driveway. Help yourself.
Right.
Keep your COVID face off my doorstep.
Get out of my face.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The latest national shortage.
Well, it was coins for a while, right?
And it still is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do with them, mate?
And then aluminum for cans.
I got a bunch of coins at the house. But...
turn them in. Cash those things in for major money.
Yeah, well, usually 30, 40 bucks.
Oh, no, you could easily get 60 or 80 if you go to the coin trading market.
Oh.
I'm getting 5 cents on
that
the penny.
That sounds like 5 cents
on the penny.
There was a bank that for a while said, hey, give us your give us your coins, and we'll give you an extra 5%.
I read that.
And they did that for a few days.
And they started
everybody and their brother came in.
Oh, yeah.
It was less than a week, and they said, all right, we're shutting it down.
Is that still a deal? Are they still short of coins?
Yes.
And who's upset about that?
The people that give coins.
Yeah, businesses.
Yeah. People that need them. That was always one of my favorite Saturday Night Live commercials, the change bank.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, right. Oh, just come in and we'll give you change. How do we make money? Volume. The 5%, yeah, that's totally. Did you have to have an account at that bank? Or can anybody do it?
I think you had to have an account.
You get $100 with coins.
Open one.
You get $105, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was the idea.
Yeah, you would do that, but I mean, how much money is the bank losing, really? $300-$400, maybe.
Enough to where they said we're shutting it down.
Right.
So the latest national shortage, I know you guys don't care, but I would have at some point in time, Dr. Pepper.
I like Dr. Pepper.
I saw this.
I read that too, and I wasn't interested enough to see why.
Yeah, why?
You're not interested enough.
No, I would just go to Mr. Pibb if I had to.
Yeah. Right.
Is
Dr. Pepper being sabotaged by Mr. Pibb?
They're just running low on flavors.
I guess
they can't make it.
I've had a 6-pack of Dr. Pepper sitting in my fridge for about 8 months.
I like Dr. Pepper.
So it may have turned.
So why would they? They're running out of Dr. Pepper flavoring?
Flavors.
Why? Yeah. Because of the COVID?
I imagine so. Yeah, because people aren't making the flavors so they can buy them.
Is there still plenty of Dr. Pub on the store shelf? The store brand shelf?
Mr. Pibb.
No.
Dr. Pub.
Dr. Pub is the store brand version.
Oh,
there's one of the store brand.
I didn't know there was a store brand version.
Oh, yeah.
I just knew Mr. Pibb was a pretty good knockoff of Dr. Pepper. I always thought it was.
But then you go one step down even further.
Oh, that probably has a car.
Dr. Pub.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
That's got to be bad.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Pibb pretty much did a pretty good facsimile.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Pepper has 23.
Yeah.
Count. 23 flavor.
Absolutely.
Yes, it does. I remember the commercial.
So, what are we short of?
Number
carrots?
17.
The pepper part.
Are we out of carrots?
I don't know.
That's in there. Amaretto, almond, blackberry, black licorice, caramel. Carrot, clove, cherry, cola, ginger, juniper, lemon, molasses, nutmeg, orange, prune, plum, pepper, root beer, rum, raspberry, tomato, and vanilla. Is that 23?
Sure. I nobody was counting.
Yeah.
Actually, nobody seemed was
listening.
Like it. Yeah. It seemed like
it. Seemed actually longer.
So,
No.
I think there's I counted more. 46.
Didn't sound like 23, actually. Didn't
cardamom? Count. What the hell's cardamom?
I don't know, but it's damn good, man.
Yeah. Allspice.
That's what they're out of.
Coriander, juniper, birch, and prickly ash.
Oh, I like birch beer.
Prickly ash.
I love a little prickly ash in my soft drink.
So how come they can release all that and KFC won't say what's in the spices?
Right.
How come that's such a big secret?
Well, it's still proportions.
We don't know how to make Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, like how many herbs and spices are in the KFC?
11.
It's 11.
11?
Don't read them out. Don't do that. You both know. You're right. It is 11. You're right.
I'll spare you.
And I want a Mr. Pibb and some KFC like right now.
Or a Dr. Pepper.
Whatever.
Yes, Mr. Pibb is rubbing his hands together. It's my time now.
Yeah, if you remember, KFC follows 11 people.
Oh, in the Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
That's clever. Six herbs and the Spice Girls.
Oh, that's right. Which is just stupid.
But it's funny.
It is funny.
I'm amused by it.
It is funny.
Who are they supposed to follow?
No, you're right. I don't know.
So, Dr. Pepper said, hold tight. They're running low on flavors. They are working to restock the shelves. Charmin then jumped in on the Twitter and said, welcome to the club. We feel your pain because, we ran out of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Charmin's toilet paper.
We're all good on that now, aren't we?
Yeah, we seem to be.
Everybody got enough paper products?
How about the flavored kind? How about the flavored toilet paper? Is it still out there?
I'm not familiar with that.
All right. It's flavored after you use it. Usually from turkey and gravy.
Not familiar with that.
Do you think the people that tweet for these brands are like insufferable to hang out with?
Yes.
Did you see what I tweeted today?
Yeah.
For Charmin? No.
No.
I didn't.
No.
I'm following toilet paper on Twitter.
Nobody saw what you tweeted today.
Oh, good. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will furlough about 2/3 of their workers at the end of this month. It's because of the coronavirus stimulus package, apparently. That's what that's getting blamed on. We don't have one. Which means that this agency is in charge of dealing with citizenship requests, green cards, and visas, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, we don't want them anyway.
Right.
No. Yeah. Because they're illegal.
Right.
Okay, somebody explain this to me. Sharman has 85,000 followers on Twitter.
That probably increased a lot in the last few months.
Maybe, but still.
Well, once again, what was your last post?
It was from...
Use this on your ass.
At least the Dr. Pepper one.
What's up, Dingleberries?
It was from National
My Dingleberries. What's up, my Dingleberries?
Happy National Underwear Day, which was apparently last week. Raise your hand if you're Charmin clean.
I don't know what we have, but I know it works.
What this says is people's standards for what they follow on Twitter is very low.
Right. Yeah, I follow, and when I'm usually a guy doing a lot of Twitter, celebrities, people are smart, intelligent people, some rock stars, some news people, a bunch of news people like the Dan Rathers of the world, those kind of guys.
But no corporations.
No corporations, and random hot chicks that like us I'll follow. It's an inexact science.
Yeah. You don't need to follow the kind of paper plates you like?
Nope. I haven't followed a brand name yet.
Yeah, you're really brand loyal if you're following your toilet paper.
I'll watch it flush, but I ain't following it.
85,000 people. Can't be wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
yes,
they can.
They can.
Absolutely they can. Yeah.
Absolutely they can. Yeah.
Hey, Republicans poop too. That's what Charmin says when they don't take a stance. It's the Michael Jordan line. Republicans poop too, so we can't take a stance.
The NCAA is fighting to reinstate limits on education-related compensation for college athletes. The NCAA lost a Supreme Court bid Tuesday to postpone a measure that ends limits on what benefits athletes can receive from their schools. Now, colleges and universities can give money to athletes for computers, musical instruments, study abroad programs, paid internships, and more. The NCAA argued that compensating college athletes blurs the line between amateur and professional sports, and they do plan to appeal the decision.
You can't talk out two sides of your mouth, because one of the arguments now they're pissed off about them not playing in Big Ten and Big 12 is that people are going to lose money. You can't.
Yeah.
That's you're talking out both sides of your mouth there. Yeah. Okay, if you're going to lose money, then pay these guys, because the reason you want them to play is so everybody makes a lot of money, right? Okay.
That line,
your argument
nothing
is gone.
Changes for
your
the kids.
Argument is gone.
Yeah, the line has been blurred for a long time.
All big time.
And they refuse to see
it. Well, they're losing that battle eventually. They're losing it in the courts.
Yeah, they're making billions of dollars off those kids.
Billions. Then it just becomes pro football. They don't play for the love of the game.
But then go watch a high school game.
Right. Yeah, you're right. They don't get paid there.
Healthy. If they'll let you into the stands. Right.
Hell, even some of those kids get recruited.
They get recruited, that's true.
To play in high schools.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
So a Connecticut Republican had to get out of the race for Congress. He got arrested the other day.
What did he get busted for? I saw his mugshot.
First degree unlawful restraint, second degree strangulation.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Former girlfriend.
Yeah, he's...
But it was only second-degree strangulation, so we'll cut him some slack. Whatever the hell that
Ever
is.
Ever seen Biden?
Yeah, but did he sniff her hair?
His granddaughter.
That's what offends me, his hair sniffers.
Here's the trouble. Thousands of absentee ballots have already been submitted.
Oh, no.
He's the Republican there in Connecticut.
And it's an area
who knows?
It's an area where they win?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So... now they're wondering, what if he wins?
What is
he's dropped out, and what if he wins because all the absentee ballots?
What is secondary strangulation?
Second degree strangulation?
Yeah.
You
let go before they die?
I don't know.
It's got to be that.
It doesn't have to be that,
Well, I know.
If you're the, yeah.
It does not have to be that.
Look up second degree strangulation.
In Connecticut.
Is that like an autoerotic asphyxiation?
No, that does not sound like that at all.
Oh, sorry. I found Kentucky's version of the law first.
Well, theirs could be different. They're strangling cows there.
Like if you're the one being strangled, it probably feels a lot like first degree strangulation.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's what I was thinking, Nick.
When you strangle them without consent.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's what it says.
Also, yeah, so it's not... you know, choke me out while I take care of myself.
No, that would be with consent. And that's not criminal.
And his music, too. I made sure I said it there. All right. Yeah, it's probably like, that just feels like first-degree strangulation.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't so bad.
One of the caveats is it's blocking the nose or mouth of someone, which mask does.
Sheep.
That mask is strangling me.
Sheep. Constitutional right not to be a sheep.
I can't breathe.
On the last page, by the way. Yeah. Nick informed us, sir.
That's where all this stuff is.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.